This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to participate in the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The IATA event, which commenced yesterday, will culminate tomorrow. In a statement, Prime Minister's office said that during the event, leaders from around the world will get to witness India's remarkable transformation in the aviation landscape and its contribution to the country's socio-economic development. The last annual general meeting of IATA was held 42 years ago in 1983. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that farming is the greatest strength of the country's economy. Addressing the National Commemorative Seminar on 60 years of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay's Integral Humanism lectures in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted the encouraging decline in rural poverty and the positive changes in the living standards of people in the country.
युद्ध का जब वातावरण था सीमा पे, मैंने अपने खाद भंडारों की समीक्षा की तो खेत में किसान और सीमा पे जवान डटा हुआ था और हमने देशवासियों से कहा था चिंता मत करो भंडार भरपूर है। और आज भी भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था की सबसे बड़ी ताकत अगर कोई है तो खेती है। खेती, मैं तो कृषि मंत्री हूँ और इसलिए केवल कृषि मंत्री नहीं हूँ, खेती जी रहा हूँ। रोम रोम में किसान है और हर सांस में खेती, मुझे और कुछ दिखाई नहीं देता।
द मिनिस्टर मेंशन दैट द लखपति दीदी स्कीम हैज प्रूव्ड टू बी अ मेजर कैंपेन फॉर विमेंस एम्पावरमेंट। India's gross goods and services tax or GST collection crossed the 2 lakh crore rupees mark for the second consecutive month in May. According to data released by the Union Ministry of Finance, gross GST collection in May stood at 2.01 lakh crore rupees, which is 16.4% higher in comparison to 1.72 lakh crore rupees collected in May 2024. In April 2025, India's GST collection surged 12.6% to an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees. Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios will pay a three-day state visit to India beginning today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and business representatives. During the visit, both sides are expected to undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties. President Peña will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi today, during which the two leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. He will also meet President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Ukraine launched a large-scale drone operation yesterday, targeting five Russian air bases across Murmansk, Irkutsk, Ivanov, Ryazan and Amur regions. The Russian Defense Ministry confirmed the attacks, stating that several aircraft caught fire, though no casualties were reported. Russia called the strikes terror attacks and claimed the drone assaults on Ivanov, Ryazan and Amur were repelled. Sikkim government is gearing up to host the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, a sacred pilgrimage to the abode of Lord Shiva, after a five-year hiatus. The Yatra will commence with the arrival of the first batch of pilgrims in Gangtok on the 15th of this month. Reigning world champion D. Gukesh defeated world number one Magnus Carlsen in the sixth round of Norway Chess 2025 tournament in Stavanger City last night. This marks Gukesh's first ever classical win over Carlsen. Carlsen had seemed in control for much of the game, but like the unpredictable Stavanger weather, everything changed in a blink. The Indian teenager, playing with white pieces, held firm under pressure and capitalized on a rare blunder by the 34-year-old Norwegian grandmaster in the endgame, converting it into a memorable win. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings stormed into the final, defeating Mumbai Indians by 5 wickets in a qualifier 2-match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a victory target of 204 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Punjab Kings made 207 for 5 with 1 over to spare. For Punjab Kings, skipper Shreyas Iyer was the top scorer with an unbeaten 87 runs. Earlier, Mumbai Indians posted 203 runs for 6 in a stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.